Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, and we're here to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, I'm fine. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were a little rough coming in, but...
Well, I'm just fine.
Yeah, we have a second or a third co-host today. Her name is Ruby. She's been barking in the background, so...
I heard her back there. Yes.
Yeah, she likes to put in her 2 cents or 3 cents, or maybe they don't have cents. Maybe they have put in her 2 bones. I don't know. Anyway, we'll try to get her quieted down, and we had another day of gold being a quiet, but hey, it's 1776. If you're going to buy gold today, I'd buy it today. Spot price is 1776, down $18 today, a little over 1%. Silver, though, was up 11 pennies at $27.43. Platinum was down 8 at $12.58. Palladium was down 12. 2,408. The USDX today was up 0.34 at 90.92. Crude oil was up $1.17 at $61.22. And let's see what else we have going on here in the paper markets today. The numbers are still coming through, but the Dow is up 100 points, over 100 points, 107 right now. We'll see if she corrects here in a couple seconds. 31,613. The NASDAQ was down 82 points at 13,965. S&P, mainly unchanged. It was down 1 point at 39.31. 10-year yield keeps climbing, 1.30%. 1.30%. European Asian markets were quiet. Hong Kong was up 1.10%. Germany was down 1.10%. And I think that's about it, Butch.
Okay.
Before we get started, we have our special guest every Wednesday, Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melanie. And hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. How you doing?
I'm okay. And I thought we'd talk about the thyroid tests that they give people that aren't so accurate. So
okay. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, surprise. I mean, well, most of your medical tests will have a 20% error margin built into them, but people aren't told that. Thousands of people every year get a thyroid test, and then their tests may not be as accurate as, you know, patients are told later, hey, you know, that accuracy was not what you expected. So if medicine has a test that they are relying on to sell patients on treatments and surgery, well, it's unlikely that they will tell patients that there is an error margin built into the test or give a false result. So this is a study done in October 2019 by the University of Texas, and they reported that the tests for thyroid cancer, for instance, are not as accurate as we think. They concluded that such tests put patients at risk and have unnecessary surgery built into them. So a new test is being developed, supposedly, to be a faster, more accurate test. And the report did get published in the October 2019 issue of Proceedings for the National Academy of Sciences. Here's what one of the lead researcher, Viva Ebrin, a professor of chemistry at the Diagnostic Medicine Center at the University of Austin, says, if we could prevent people from having surgery that they don't need and enable them to have more precise diagnosis, we can improve treatments for patients and lower healthcare costs. Thousands of patients each year have the surgery for their thyroid, only to learn later it was not necessary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for some time, actually, tests have been used in many areas of medicine that are not all that reliable. And this study focuses on the thyroid alone, but people are still very trusting with regards to the healthcare, and they should really lean on the side of caution, ask lots of questions, and maybe even get or a second or a third opinion. Do
yes.
your homework on the treatments that are recommended to you, because patients are not told everything about treatments, and half the truth is still a whole lie, in my opinion. Let me give you an example. If you go to the skin physician, you know, your dermatologist, okay, and they usually are the people that would give you allergy shots, right? Allergy shots. And they're called allergy shots, but what they really are is vaccines. And so they're supposed to be tailored to you in particular, so they're custom-made serums. And if you read the brochures that are in the waiting area, it will say on the brochure, you know, after you get your allergy shot, you need to remain at the doctor's office for a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes, you know, just to make sure you don't have a reaction. And that's all they say in the brochure. So if you ask the doctor, what does that mean, reaction? I mean, I could, you know, I may assume that it means rash, right? But that's not what it means. It means anaphylactic shock. It means respiratory arrest. That's what that means.
Hmm.
So they don't put that in the brochure because it would scare you off. See, you wouldn't want to go forward and get your allergy shots. So that's what I'm saying. Not all the information is in there, and you really have to sometimes dig for it. Let's look at some of the stats. In the United States, there's like 52,000 people that get a diagnosis that they have thyroid cancer. And the problem is that the test that is used that to come up with these diagnoses is fairly faulty. And for the most part, the test they use a needle biopsy. It's called a fine needle aspiration. And what this test uses is a fine needle inserted into what appears to be an abnormal section of the thyroid gland, and it extracts tissue samples, and then they analyze those. So patients are told that the test will help weed out all the possibilities of any other type of disease. It's a process of elimination is what they're told. So the problem is that this kind of test, which is used on other organs, needle biopsies are used on other organs too, liver and all sorts of places. It's usually inconclusive, get this, according to statistics, 1 in 5 times.
Mm.
So that's right. So pathologists are unable to confirm a cancer diagnosis for patients that may be scheduled for follow-up. And then, so what the doctors say, well, it was inconclusive. Let's do some genetic tests, which are also plagued with false results as well. So we have a scientific healthcare system that is not so scientific as we think. And a lot of what's happening in healthcare is guesswork. It's a hypothesis. That's a guess. And as my brother often calls it, it's the SWAG method. Do you know what that stands for?
No.
Sealed with a...
No.
Oh, sealed with a kiss? No, okay. No. You know where Melody Mine's at. Go ahead.
It was Valentine's.
No. Yeah. Well, no, SWAG method, according to my brother, means scientific wild-ass guess.
That fits.
Yeah. Yeah, so given these uncertainties, it's going to be very important for patients that they have an ethical physician, okay? And all too often, physicians will recommend removing an organ that could be cancerous or become cancerous within 5 years. And the reason they do this is because in the future, in order to protect themselves from malpractice lawsuits, there's a 5-year cutoff. So a patient's well-being is kind of thrown under the bus for a variety of reasons, and none of them are really very ethical. So the new test, they say, will have a spectrometer to take metabolic measurements of the thyroid and help identify metabolic disruption. Now, the pilot study for this showed that the false results occurred 1 in 10 times for this test. So still, that's fewer patients that would have unnecessary surgery and endure the complications that comes with it, because every procedure has risk. Okay, and people need to remember that, even no matter how small it is. Also, when you have thyroid cancer, a lot of times they'll remove part or all of the thyroid, and that means they have to put you on artificial hormone medications for the rest of your life. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a sticky wicket in itself, trying to balance hormones. A lot of times they just don't get it right, and patients kind of are like a pendulum swinging back and forth as they try to adjust the hormones. It's awful. So Here's why the thyroid's really important. The thyroid produces hormones, which influence the body's metabolic functions. So when you remove a thyroid gland, hormone replacement drugs will have to be given. And in nearly all these cases, the drugs never get that hormone balance quite right, and patients can have the following issues: sleep disturbance, weight problems, cardio and digestive issues, muscle control issues, brain function issues, mood swings, and bone problems. So this really gives you a snapshot of how important the thyroid gland really is, because it produces hormones that the body uses for all those areas. So they just recently found out in 2015, Rutgers found out, university they just studied, that your thyroid will make a hormone that your brain will use as a neurotransmitter to regulate your circadian sleep cycle and your breathing when you sleep. So people with sleep apnea really have a thyroid that's out of balance. It's not producing that hormone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know there'd be a connection with your thyroid and sleep apnea.
Well, see, originally medicine thought, well, thyroid's just limited. It regulates energy and your body temperature. No. It produces hormones that the body taps into for all kind of metabolic functions. And so people with sleep apnea have those CPAP machines, and they're not real comfortable, you know, to be sleeping with. And so, but medicine isn't really there to cure you of your sleep apnea. They're there to sell you drugs and medical equipment and surgery. That's what they're there to sell you. So how you balance the thyroid, in my opinion, is to give it the food it needs. And the thyroid has to have, it runs on organic iodine. So it's not synthetic iodine tablets, it's organic iodine. So once you get the iodine in the gland, that's the food. Then I like to use mullein, which is a herb that soothes your glands that are overworked, irritated. And a thyroid that's been starved for iodine is really exhausted. So then I add Siberian ginseng, and that gives the gland on a cellular level stamina. So it really helps the gland. It gives the gland energy to rebalance and recover. So those three things I have seen people that don't even have sleep apnea but just, you know, are on thyroid meds. I've seen them get off their thyroid meds because, you know, they help the thyroid heal itself. Yep.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is. It's an amazing thing. You know, I think the big picture here is, and you've asked me this and I've mentioned it, you know, what really is the cause of all this internal medicine disease? It's really minerals, the lack of minerals. Mm-hmm. Minerals are key in enzyme production and all kinds of hormone production and function overall. So take all the fluids away, Melanie. We're just a pile of minerals.
Yep.
And we're just not getting it in a food because, agriculturally, they're not letting land rest. They're not doing crop rotations, and they're killing the minerals. They're killing the minerals in the soil with all the fertilizers and chemicals they put on it, and it makes it hard for the plants to absorb anything from the soil when you're put a bunch of these pesticides, herbicides, Roundup, and all that on there. So we have, scientifically speaking, from research, when they've analyzed plants from the 19 and 1920s and they compared it to plants today, we have 50% less nutrient in it.
No doubt.
That's a big difference. And the other thing they noticed is, when they collectively looked at how much food volume our ancestors ate back in the 1920s compared to today, they ate a third of what we eat today. Because
wow.
When you have, because when you have, and this wasn't because of famine or being poor. This was because when your food is loaded with nutrition, you're not as hungry, so you eat less volume.
That makes sense. Makes real sense.
Yeah. So we're eating all this stuff, and it's just not fulfilling the function. And people need to probably get out there and grow some herbs, grow some vegetables in their backyard, you know, and see the difference. I mean, have you ever tested? You put a conventionally grown apple and an organically grown one, and have you not noticed the difference not only in appearance and weight, but when you bite into it, the taste. You know, the conventionally grown one tastes like really watery, whereas the organic one is crisp. It has juice, but it has flavor. and has a lot of flavor. So, and did you know when you cut into an apple, so if you eat your apple and you have the core, cut into the core and look how many seed pockets are there and how many seeds are in those pockets. The more pockets and the more seeds that your apple core has means the healthier that tree was.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you got to talk about it. You know, Wendy, I noticed I'm blessed to get fresh eggs and fresh butter and fresh milk here. And when you break open a fresh egg beside a store egg, the store egg looks anemic.
It's pale, yellow,
not hardly yellow. And while the other one is gold and bright, the difference is phenomenal.
It is. Free-range chickens produce better eggs.
They do.
And do you know when you have a fresh egg and when you don't have a fresh egg? Other than before you crack it open. If you didn't crack it open, how can you tell that your egg is fresh?
Well, we always held it in front of a bright light and could tell that way. Okay. How do you do it?
Or you put it in water.
You put it in water.
Yeah. Water, see if it floats.
See if it floats, yeah. So that's how you know. And a lot of times how the chickens are treated will, you know, it has an effect on what they eat and everything. Even cows, you know, grass-fed meat's different than grain-fed meat. It's just totally different.
That's why I raised my own beef.
Well, we're having a sale. We're at the tail end of our Valentine's Day sale at Apothecary Herbs. It ends on the 20th, this Saturday, so save 25%. So if you need a sleep apnea pack, or if you need a heart attack kit or pandemic kit or anything at all, just give us a call at Apothecary Herbs and take advantage of the 25% off on orders of $50 or more. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, and the website is thepowerherbs.com. And sign up for the newsletters, right, Melanie?
Absolutely. They're great newsletters, and Wendy has an article in ours every week. She has her own, and it's great information. And so they can go to the website and sign up at ours also.
Absolutely. We exchanged articles so that your folks get coverage and my folks get your coverage so that we can share and empower people.
Absolutely.
I hope you had a good Valentine's Day, you and Ruby. I hope you had something special going on.
Oh, we always do.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Oh, I shared a bag of nuts with my two puppies. I love nuts and dried fruit, and so they seem to love it too. So mine are 4 months now. They're coming along. We're just getting a handle on house training, so very few accidents now, so I'm real happy with them. But, you know, life is full when you got them around.
Well, that's great. Contact info one more time, Wendy.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Talk to you
next week. Thanks, Wendy.
Bye, Wendy.
We'll see you next week, and we'll be back right after these few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Just during the break, Butch, you knew, I knew, our producer didn't know, so maybe there's some listeners out there that don't know that Rush Limbaugh has passed away. He was age 80, I mean 70, and you know, I think everybody's been following his battle with cancer. He was in, he was diagnosed with late stage lung cancer, I guess about a year ago that he had first announced it. And so he fought the battle and he passed away. And so I just thought his wife.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
His wife actually made the announcement on the radio show. And so he passed away this morning, I guess.
70
is
years
what
old.
She said.
70 used to sound old to me, not so much anymore since I passed it already.
I know it. I know.
You
it's
know,
like, well, I'm only a few. Well, I'm a few years away, but
you're still a long ways away. You're 31 years away from it, so
39.
Yeah, yeah. I see you're 31 years away yet.
You're 31 years, yeah.
Shh. But I mean, you know, he was a pioneer of talk radio. Seriously, he was. He's one of the first, I guess, that I know of. Paul Harvey was, of course, on there every day for a long, long time, 15 minutes a day. But Rush Limbaugh's on there for, what, 3 hours a day for a long time?
For a long time. You know, so. And you saw him change back in the early 90s. He was more conservative. He was really a little more right wing, and then he went into the, you know, more into the Republican area, conservatism and so forth. But yeah, I mean, I listened to him, and I always enjoyed his programs, and so yeah, he'll be missed.
Yeah.
And he did do a lot for conservative radio, and he just had one of those voices that you could listen to. And I think his last year, I think he, is it the Windows to Towers or Towers to Windows? I can't remember exact for veterans who really lost limbs, mm-hmm. and they give them mortgage-free homes, and these homes are built tailored to their needs. You know, so if they've lost both legs and an arm, they have done things for showers and things like that that these veterans can. And it's a wonderful program. He didn't start it, but his promotion of it drew in many millions of dollars. And so so he did do a lot, and he didn't earn anything from that. He learned a lot in other ways, but he didn't earn it. And I think kudos to him. I think that's a very good thing that he did. So he will be missed.
He coined the term ditto head.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto head, yeah, I remember that. I haven't listened to him mm-hmm. for a long time, but I used to listen to him a lot when I was out on the road working on my job.
Yeah.
And listen to him a lot.
And you know
what,
you're right. Whenever I was on the road, wherever we were traveling, that's who we always tried to find. And there was another one that just passed away not too long ago. He wore that big cowboy hat. I can't think of his name.
Imus.
Imus. Yeah.
Imus in the morning.
Yep.
Yep. I didn't listen to him much. I know you talk about.
Yeah, and then when he went to TV, he just wasn't as much fun watching him as it was used to be listening to him. But yeah, we used to listen to Imus when we were camping.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so they do become like a part of your family. Just You know, you get to know them.
You do. Paul Harvey, I always look forward to him. He's on, I think, 12 noon or something like that every day here, and I try to tune in his 15-minute broadcast. He always had good information, and he was, of course, a Christian conservative, and always in, you know, with his program the same way. Paul Harvey, a good day. You know, I mean, that was him. And they're gone. They were a part of our lives for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you do miss them.
Yeah.
And I can think of people that we work with over the years that we no longer with us that worked on alternative radio. You know, we can name a lot of them who passed away that I miss hearing them because I worked with them for a lot of years. I've been on radio now next month, like 29 years. And so I got to know a lot of them. And it seems funny when they're gone. I mean, it's a time past that makes you realize that your time to pass is getting closer too. We all have to leave this world one day, so you know we shouldn't waste it. We should do our best to embrace life and tell the truth and love the people that we're around and try to let them know we love them and help them if we can. You know, that's who we are, should be. You know, and if all people felt that way, we wouldn't need law enforcement because there'd be no lawbreakers. But unfortunately, that isn't the way it is. Mm-hmm. But that's, our lives are too precious to waste. Every day is a gift, and tomorrow's not promised.
Oh. Well, rest in peace, Rush, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So, all right. What's next?
All right, where you want to go next?
To the moon.
To the moon. Okay. That's already been done. That's old stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mars, then.
Mars. They say it's been done anyway. I don't know. But anyway, if you like, I'll start something here. I think this is a little paragraph, a two-paragraph long article, and I can't remember who wrote it. I lost the name, but it's very well written about money. And you and I know this, but this gentleman put together in a very precise statement, money is a medium of exchange that the central bankers create as debt to themselves. It is a mental, now this, I like this, a mental concept, a notion of value expressed in terms of some coupon or currency. That's, folks, that's what it is. It's worth nothing. We use it because we accept it. It's worth nothing. It has no inherent value. Its value is based on its acceptance for goods or services and linked to the credit of the issuing nation. Your money is just digits on a ledger kept by the central bankers. Now, think about that. That's what we've been saying for years. It's a digit on a ledger kept by central bankers. The criminal cabal in charge has been producing this money, stuffing its pockets and those of its friends. Is there any limit to the amount they will produce? If the debt doubled to $70 trillion, wouldn't make any difference. Debt is simply the money supply. It will never be repaid and shouldn't be. Interest rates are near zero, so there's no limit to the amount they can create. Isn't that good? Right
well,
on the
I'm
line?
I'm glad there's no limit that they can create because they need it.
Well, you know, when you just print paper, yep. What difference does it make?
What difference
And at zero
make?
Interest rates, but this guy said it just right. It has no inherent value. We accept it because we've been told to accept it. But Melody, if we understood how the money system works, we would never use paper currency again. But we don't understand it. And
no,
if you offer,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing of it is, when you think about it, when you're conned, you don't understand.
No, you
and
don't.
And that's exactly what they've done. They've conned us into believing something. And when you're conned into believing something, you don't think anything otherwise. You believe it.
When you're raised in a society where it's been accepted all your life, how do you know the difference?
Yeah.
You know, so, but that he got it right on the head when he said it has no inherent value. We accept it because we've been trained to accept it. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I mean, and that's just, that is our money. There's only such a small, and you know what? People just don't care, and that's the problem. Not just with our money system, but life is hard. It's not easy. And there's a lot of distractions. Not only are our lives, not only do we have distractions in our lives, but then we have the outside distractions also. And some are life and some are created for us, like, you know, government does. They create these distractions. And so it is hard for people to pay attention and to want to know how things work and what money is. And, you know, so many are just struggling just to get by. And but yet, on the other hand, there's a lot out there who struggle to get by that do know what's going on.
Yep, I agree.
That they've taken the time to understand why it's a struggle, why things continue to get more expensive. No, it's just not prosperity. It's just not good times. It's just not supply and demand that's pushing prices up. You know, so I don't know, Butch.
Well,
but there's some people that are just willing to listen to their favorite commentator or their favorite politician and accept whatever they might say.
Well, we have been, and it includes all of us now. We've all, I don't care if you're 80 years old, you've been in the same system we've been in all of our lives, and you didn't know any different. My last time I know real money was back in 64, and then when they took the silver out of coins, that's the last time we had any real money available as far as common everyday usage. But that's what it is. But I did see that retail sales burst higher in January as consumers use the stimulus checks to spend heavily. So that is really a false up, but I guess we'll take it. Retail sales jumped 5.3% to start 2021, well ahead of 2.2% expectation. The big move came as millions of consumers received $600 stimulus checks. Every major category of spending, including food and drinking establishments, saw gains. So I guess that's a bright side as far as the businesses go. They got some business with the stimulus checks. I guess the next one will be out. I don't. I guess just, are they still debating this? The 1.9 trillion? Or is that,
oh
is that...
Lord knows. But I'll tell you what Biden said last night. The stimulus is badly needed because this $1.9 trillion is going to create 7 million jobs.
Really?
That's what he said. So I hope they hold him accountable for when it doesn't.
That's impossible.
I know it is, but that's what he said. We need this, he said. It's going to create 7 million jobs. It's like, okay. How about telling us how? Instead of just stating, tell us how. Give us the details.
Maybe he's off his medicine. Maybe he meant 7 jobs. I don't know. But anyway.
No, he said 7 million. So.
That is amazing. And this next article, New Yorkers are fleeing to Palm Beach. And New York City businesses are following. Looking at the weather, I can almost understand that. Florida's only state in the country. It's got normal weather now. But anyway, just 2 weeks ago when the thermometer plunged below 20, indoor dining was still off limits in the city. And tripping New Yorkers continued to cling to vestiges of their social lives. Now listen to this. On East 60th Street, patrons at the once buzzy La Belle were huddled in outdoor cubies wearing hats and scarves while nibbling on Cajun chicken and sipping Bordeaux. One block up, 10 tables at Clubby La Goulet struggled to share 4 heaters while diners gripped bowls of onion soup for extra warmth. But just a short flight away in Tony Palm Beach, Florida, where La Goulet recently opened an outpost that's a mirror image of Manhattan's mothership, all inside tables and seats at the bar are full. Patrons are laughing, living it up, seemingly oblivious to the perils of fraternizing during a pandemic. I've escaped New York, declared the Bristow's owner, Gene Denoyer. We take everyone's temperature when they arrive and keep the doors and windows open so fresh air circulates. So there you go. Moving to Florida and prospering again. Any comments on that?
Not on that one.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, you go where you can pay the bills, right?
You do.
And obviously, Cuomo is in a mess. I mean, he's up for recall. And so is the mayor of New York, de Blasio. People upset with him. And he should be. Moving back to some more recent news, and this is going to hit us real soon in the food prices and oil prices. Texas livestock industry reels from storm and outages. Exposure and frozen pipes threaten cattle. Dairy farmers are forced to dump milk after plants shut down. Now, folks, this is serious. I mean, the weather's been terrible in the Midwest. And generally here where I live in West Virginia, we're on the east side of the state. I'm on the west side of the Allegheny, but I'm on the east side of the state up in the mountains. And generally we get it because we have the higher elevation. This time the storms have stayed basically to the west and north of us. And through Kentucky and western West Virginia, they've been hammered. Thousands without power in these areas. It says bitter cold and power outages have created a crisis for some Texas farms and ranches, leaving livestock dead from exposure and raising fears that herds could run short of food and water. And folks, cattle can take a lot of cold, so it's really cold. Forced shutdowns of plants of processed milk and make animal feed are disrupting the state's agriculture supply chains, industry executives said. Some farmers are being forced to dump tankers of milk on fields because it can't be processed. And state agriculture officials feared livestock may have to be euthanized if they cannot be watered and fed. No feed, no water, and no heat doesn't make for good situations, said Sid Miller, Texas Agriculture Commissioner. Mr. Miller on Tuesday said he was urging state utilities to restore electricity to rural areas, some of which, he said, had gone without power for more than 30 hours straight. Now, that, folks, I'm going to say this humbly. That's not very long. We've been without 11 days here along a stretch in our home. Well, fielding calls from cattlemen losing calves to the cold and poultry farmers struggling with frozen water pipes. Billy, that is serious. I mean, that's not only serious for the farmer, that's serious for the food supply.
You know, it really is. And I think a lot of people think, well, you know what, big deal, it's only a week. But a week can have a major impact.
It breaks the
and
chain.
And those costs are going to have to be, are going to have to be recuperated somehow, some way. And that just means higher pricing for everything. And we all know that usually once prices go higher, they might come back a little bit, but they never go back to where they were. It's kind of like our taxes. You know, they never go back. They just keep going higher. They get a little low, but they never get, they go higher. They get higher highs. But so it is important. And then you have at the same time, especially in Texas, you have the impact from the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline and how that all domino effect filters through to the whole oil industry. So I don't think we're going to be seeing lower oil. I'm sure we're going to get back into the 50s again for the oil pricing, but I don't think we're going to see $30 oil anymore. And so I think, one thing for all of those people who complained, about what President Trump did, he did keep our oil prices low. He did a good job there. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. Folks, we got Silver Eagles here. Probably the lowest price that you'll find in the country. And again, I had a nice conversation with one of my buyers last night. And, you know, we started talking about the delays and so forth on the Eagles. And I mentioned it before, and I was correct. My assumptions were correct that, you know, we think, or he thought, that because of the U.S. Mint is changing the design on the one side of the Silver and Gold Eagle series, that they have slowed down production of the 2021 early releases because they'll make the changeover come June. So they're kind of ramping up for the switchover, and it will be the 1 year that they'll make both designs the same year. And right now, if I had to bet on anything, I'd say I'd be wanting to buy a lot of the early or the last bunch crop of the Silver Eagles before they change the design, because I would think I'll have to go in and see what the mintage has been so far this year. But because they're so hard to get, it's going to be a really low mintage of them. It might not mean anything in our lifetime, but if you pass it on to your, you know, your children or grandchildren, I would think they would have a pretty nice premium maybe in the future. And then again, we could see some additional increases in the early productions of the 2021, because there's a lot of sets that are being made of all the Silver Eagles. So that does take a lot of this year off the market. So there could be a tight supply, and you might see those premiums rise. So it's a good time to be buying those Silver Eagles, even though your premiums are a little high. I would expect that sometime in the future they'd be much more higher than what the regular price would be. So there's a little additional incentive for you to pick up your Silver Eagles. So give us a call at 800-375-4188. Butch?
Yes, okay. We're talking about oil supply and gas prices before you went to break. But I just want to share this. It said temperatures in Texas are now low enough to freeze oil and gas liquids at the wellhead and in pipelines laid on the ground. Now, that's cold. That is cold. So the production has been cut in the Permian Basin by 65%. Folks, that's going to be told to pump pretty soon. And Texas electric grid prices, Melody, spiked more than 10,000% amid outages. Now, and this is not over. I'll share with that in just a minute. But the spot price electricity on the Texas power grid spiked more than 10,000% on Monday amid bad winter weather and rolling outages among power producers, according to data on the grid operator's website. Real-time market prices on the power grid operated by Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, have climbed as high as $11,000 per megawatt, according to ERCOT. A typical price on the grid, which applies to most electricity in Texas, is less than $100 per megawatt. So, my gosh, from $100 to $11,000, that's a pretty good jump, Melody.
Yeah, it certainly is.
A huge jump. And guess who's going to have to absorb that eventually?
Tell us who, Butch.
I think it'd be the people that are sitting at the house right now trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I think so, folks, too. And you know what? There's a report, 100 million Americans brace for more cold. 100 million.
Yes, yes. Well, 73% of the country was covered with snow. That's a record. Yeah. That's a record. And 4.423 million customers in Texas are without power. And we have thousands, tens of thousands here in our area, but it's a lot of people. I mean, Texas, of course, is not bigger than we are, but that's a lot of people without power. And here are some key takeaways from rolling blackouts in Texas. Oncor Electric Delivery warns of additional outages. Fuel shortages develop in Texas. Power prices jump in Austin as evening sets in. Governor Greg Abbott calls for ERCOT leadership to resign. That's pretty powerful. Center Point Energy warns power shortages could last several days. Power grid crisis spreads to Mexico. By the way, Mexico is upset about that, but it is what it is. 15 states have power outages due to extreme weather. General Motors idles Arlington Assembly Factory. Oncor Electric Delivery warns of controlled outages across state. They're going to start shutting down, even after it's over, I understand, they're going to start shutting down certain areas so somebody, a different area can get power for so many hours, and they're going to swap it back and forth. Now, folks, we told you this is coming years ago. You'll be allotted of power tomorrow for maybe 8 hours. I don't know how this is going to work out, but this is happening right now. See, as rolling blackouts morph into downsell your networks, and people that don't have cell phones can become contrary, I would say, Melody. I think a lot of them are kind of hooked on their cell phones, and if they don't have communication, can you imagine the chaos if communication went down?
Yes, I can.
Wow. Wow. Unfortunately, that may be something that we need. It's in our future. Back again to the power grid. Now, I'm talking about a lot about Texas because Texas is really a producer of a lot of things that you and I depend on. Grid chaos sparks massive rolling blackouts across Texas. Rolling power outages are in effect across the state of Texas as the polar vortex has poured some of the coldest air ever into central U.S. There are nearly 2 million Texan customers, and that's already up to over 4 million. Texas power grid operator ERCOT warned Sunday of energy emergency and threatened rotating outages. So, maybe that's where they decide who's going to get power for a while and who isn't. Now, wasn't that talked about by us and others over the past few years? This could happen?
Yes,
I mean,
we have.
The grid can't handle it, folks. It's not been updated for so long, and the demand keeps growing. By Monday morning, ERCOT began rotating outages to reduce demand on the electric system. They've already done it. It continued traffic lights and other infrastructure may be temporary without power. ERCOT officials said outages are expected to last between 15 and 45 minutes. They say blackouts are necessary to maintain the system reliability. Power demand is expected to remain at record levels through Tuesday as record low temperatures will stay in the region through this week. And folks, that's moving on now through the rest of this week. Every grid operator and every electric company is fighting to restore power right now, said Bill Magnus, president and chief executive officer of ERCOT. Temperatures across Texas and the central U.S. Are expected to be well below normal through the end of the week. ERCOT's decision to implement rolling power outages comes after we first warned of an imminent grid crisis on Thursday when we reported that natural gas prices, across the Plains states has soared to never-before-seen levels as a result of brutal polar vortex blasts. Folks, we'll call this a natural phenomenon. I know man plays with weather, and this may be part of man-made weather, but we'll call it natural. People couldn't help it. They weren't planning on this. No one knew that the natural gas prices are going to hit record highs because of this. No one knew it was going to be this kind of cold this kind of winter. I didn't. No, I mean, this is the first cold winter we've had in years here. But the prices are going to go up anyway, and rolling power outages are going to be commonplace. I think it's going to grow across country as time goes along. Any comments, Melody?
No, and you know what? Some of the damages in Texas and a lot of these other places, you know, when things are frozen, like your water pipes and all these different pipes, you don't know until it begins to thaw.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think there's more damages that will be coming along the way. Not sure how it'll impact, you know, the those types of services and so forth. But there's a lot. I know what. Remember the last vortex that we had 5-6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it was more to the it affected here in Ocean City on the East Coast and to where, I mean, it was just like when things began to thaw out, pipes, water was flowing everywhere. The amount of damage was incredible. And now think of it in all these areas that are not prepared for this type of temperatures for this length of time, all the damages that have yet to be known. So, yeah, it's a big deal. And Texas, they're still recovering from the hurricanes. So, yeah, and those people and infrastructure, absolutely. It's crumbling. America. Supposed to be the wealthiest nation on the planet. And yet, we can't even supply power 100% during these rough times. Everything is just rigged here and there to keep it going. Just like our financial system. It's just rigged here and there just to keep it going. It's like, when does this house of cards fall? Pardon?
Say, put a Band-Aid on it, fix it for temporary. You put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. You rig it.
Yeah.
Just to keep it going until the next rigging is needed. That's this country. Everybody only ever talks about, hey, they're talking about reparations again.
Yeah.
Congress. I mean, doesn't this country have bigger problems? It's just bonkos.
Well, in the scripture, Deuteronomy 20:28, he said, I'll smite them with madness. And I can say that we're insane as a nation now. I could. I really
Absolutely.
Could. I can say that very clearly.
I mean, it's like, what in the world? I don't understand how people think. And why people can't see it.
Do they think?
Hey, I've had people who actually said, you know, Jill Biden put out a bunch of hearts on the White House's lawn for Valentine's Day that read things like, I don't know, love or something like that, trying to bring unity and all this kind. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the government. This is the president of the United States. This is supposed to be the strongest nation in the world. Strongest republic in the world. And they put Valentine's on our front yard. I'm thinking, if I was another country and I was looking at my adversary, the United States, and I saw them putting Valentine's hearts in the front yard of the White House, I think, how weak. Does that bring unity? Don't think so. And yet people thought this was the most wonderful thing that the Bidens, they show so much love and I'm thinking, bonkos, Butch.
Yeah, I agree. Something else bonkos you might want to hear here. Bill Gates. All rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef.
Yum.
This is for folks. Don't make this up. This is what he said. All the rich nations, including us, should remove the synthetic beef because it should be required for saving the planet. Now, I don't know if the global warming is working where you're at, but it's not working here too well. So global warming hasn't got me concerned too much right now. But anyway, so he wants it all go to plant-based meats and to save the planet. It just adds to the insanity. After all, cows pass gas, and that gas eats up the ozone, or whatever they're talking about. This is what and according to what they're saying, cows make 4% of the gas in the world. I don't know that. I really don't know that. I just know the CO that the carbon monoxide is what feeds plants. When carbon monoxide is taken away, plants will die. Now I know that from science class. I didn't learn a lot in school, but I learned that much. So, what are your comments on that, Melody?
No, I don't. You know, but yet he's the one. I don't know if he's a vegan or not, but let's just say he's not. But yet he's the one that probably has his own farm that grows his own food that rotates and gets all the minerals that he needs in order to be healthy. And yet they have all of these conglomerate farms now across this country that just grow all this GMO and crap for food for us.
Yep.
They fed us all these and addicted people to all of these processed foods. It's an addiction. And then they want to have us eating fake meat.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
And that's where we are. Bonkos, Butch.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, I didn't see that. I saw the headline on this. I didn't get a chance to read the article because I really couldn't believe that it was true. I couldn't believe that it was true. But did he actually make a statement about putting dust into the air?
Biden?
No, Gates.
Now that you said that, I think I do remember reading that. But they've been doing that with the chemtrails a long time, trying to stop the sun to stay from getting so hot on the earth. They've been blocking the sun and trying to, according to what they've been saying. So the chemicals they put in the air, the things we shouldn't be breathing. So I wouldn't, Melody, I wouldn't put anything by them. Nothing. All common sense is gone in this country as a whole. It is.
And did you notice how Gates was relatively quiet? I mean, you knew Gates, and you know. But have you noticed that now everybody's just hanging on to his every breath for the past year?
Yes. Yep, I have.
Anyway, it looks like we're out of time. That went by fast.
Yes, it did.
Thank you, Butch.
Right.
It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And until tomorrow, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.